right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM, WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789 or text us at that same number. The award-winning journalist Joe McNally and writer is on the line. And Joe, you were just getting ready or in the midst of talking about the education, and you just heard the votes. They don't even want you to be able to know how they voted.
Yeah, and again, trying to destroy Milwaukee public schools, they voted to basically destroy MPS without any plan to replace MPS. First, you destroy it, and then you figure out how to educate the children of Milwaukee. And they say they want to break it up into some, what, four districts, or,
yes,
or who knows what schools you would be allowed to go to compared to what you're allowed to go to now.
Well Joel, they just want to try this. Let us try this.
They just want to destroy it is what they want to do. It's the same thing they tried to do with health care. They said, let's destroy affordable health care, and then we'll pass something else. And we don't know what, because, you know, Republicans can't agree on that. And they're doing it. And I know where this attack on public education came from, because, as you know, I now live in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Right.
And we just elected a governor, the first Republican governor in, since about a decade, I think. And this man, who's actually a perfectly intelligent individual, he graduated from Harvard and Harvard Law School, and he's a, you know, a wealthy executive, fine education. He knows what's going on. But he seized on this issue of, let's destroy the public schools. You know, give parents the right to control everything in their schools, because these educators, you know, they're trying to teach critical race theory, which of course they're not. But when Republicans say that, they mean they want to discuss the fact that there's a history of racism in America, and that it has continued throughout our history. And what are we going to do about it? How do we combat it? And Republicans in Wisconsin have passed the same kind of law, but Tony Evers, thank God, was there to veto it. He said, we're not going to stop teaching American history. We're not going to stop teaching the Civil Rights Movement and why the Civil War was fought to end slavery. That's insane. And of course it's insane. And to tell you the truth, Republicans do not have to worry about their children learning that racism exists. The kids are way ahead of them, believe me.
Hey, Joe, hang on a second. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
We have David from Mequon calling in right now.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Joe. There's a lot of stuff being thrown out here today.
I hope so.
A lot of truth, Dave.
I just wanted to start back to Ukraine and then get up to MPS really quickly if I can. So I just want to remind Joel that back in 2014, if you remember, when Biden was vice president and Obama was president, that Crimea was invaded, and you had the president of Obama. He didn't want to give Ukraine the Javelin missile. Trump did. Trump also killed over 300 Russian troops in Syria in 2018. If you go back to 2008, when Biden was vice president, and when Obama was president, you had Georgia. Russia went into Georgia, picked that off. So what you're seeing is, and keep in mind, Obama did sanctions in the banks with Putin back in 2014. So now here we are today, presently, and, again, the sanctions aren't going to do anything. They're running over Ukraine like crazy. I did listen to what Trump said, because he was on was it the Paxton or whatever his name is, the show. And Trump said that had that been him, he was stating, militarily speaking, it is advantageous for Russia to go into Ukraine because they have a port there. It strategically would work for the Russian Navy. So that's one of the reasons why they're going there, because they want to have a better naval base.
And because conservatives say Joe Biden is the president now, he would have never done it under Trump, right?
That's correct. If you look at what Joe Biden...
Okay, so hang on. Dave, stay there. Let's let Joe respond. We'll let you come back. Joe?
Yeah, boy, I'm glad that Biden is president and that Trump is not. Dave forgot to mention that Trump tried to cut off military support for Ukraine because he wanted them to run a fake investigation to try into the family of Joe Biden. and he said, just start a phony investigation so I can, run against him as corrupt. And run against his, unfortunately drug addicted son, instead of Joe Biden himself. Joe Biden has told us exactly what's going on in Ukraine. Donald Trump lied about everything in Ukraine. He claimed that in fact Ukraine was conspiring with Hillary Clinton to overthrow his election, and Ukraine, President Trump didn't know how to find Ukraine on a map. He didn't know anything about it. He didn't know anything about the history of Ukraine. All he knew was he wanted them to somehow trash Joe Biden so that he can make up some lies about his family and that would help him in the election. And he was withholding hundreds of millions of dollars in military support for Ukraine. Now we have, and also he was trying to destroy NATO. NATO are all the democracies of Europe that are basically aligned against Russia and against Vladimir Putin's military moves. And do we really want, Russia to be allowed to invade the rest of Europe? Because he's ready. I mean, clearly he is. Yeah, clearly he's not just concerned about taking Ukraine. He wants to continue to make. He said Ukraine has no right to exist. He says Ukraine, a free nation, has no right to exist. And he has a right to move his troops into Ukraine and take it over. He says it doesn't exist as an independent state. It's still part of the Soviet Union. There is no Soviet Union. The Soviet Union, used to include all of Eastern Europe. It all fell apart because the whole system fell apart. And Trump was basically the first American president who sided with Russia against democracy in Europe. And he tried to break up NATO so that Russia wouldn't have to worry about it. And Joe Biden has reconstituted NATO, has in fact, I'm impressed with how quickly he organized NATO again after Donald Trump was always threatening to leave it. He was attacking the individual democracies over there because he is he's against democracy in Europe the same way he is against the democracy in America.
Hey Joel, hang on a second. Let's let Dave respond. Dave?
Okay. So Joel is correct in some of what he's saying. There's no question that Putin definitely wants to do more than just Ukraine. I agree with him there. I think he potentially could take over Poland. He could take over Hungary or some other places.
Yeah.
Back to the whole thing with NATO. NATO has not been very useful. If you look right now, what's happening in Ukraine, NATO's not putting up a fight. The sanctions are not going to work. Like I said, we tried that in 2014 with Crimea. And that did not work. And so here we are in 2022, and we're trying to do the same thing. It's not going to work. Because at the end of the day, Putin is working with China. China is watching what's going on with Ukraine, and there's no question in my mind that China is going to take over Taiwan once they see what happens with this whole Ukraine situation. This is a chess game, and China and Russia, U.S.
So, Dave, hang on. Joe, hang on. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. Joe McNally is on the line. You two can join the conversation. We'll be right back.